On October 20, 2008, I spoke with Maine DMR Resource Coordinator Togi Braun at the close of a meeting in Rockland on proposed new sculpting rules for state waters. The rules include closed areas, reductions in fishing days, and limiting the daily catch to 200 pounds of scallop meats. I asked Braun about the proposed rules and about how fishermen have been reacting to the plan at earlier meetings elsewhere on the Maine coast. I was just speaking with a fisherman who was leaving, and he was concerned about the size of the management areas, whether enforcement would be able to really keep watch over people in that large an area. Is that one of the issues that's being contemplated?
The size of the areas has come up repeatedly. However, the size of the selection of these large, this size of an area, was made partly as a result of Marine Patrol's comments that they needed to be large in order to be enforceable.
Oh, is that right? So
it's actually easier to enforce a large closure for a number of different reasons.
Okay. And now, Gary also noted that there seems to be a fairly poor recovery of scallops over the last years. Are there any? Did you hear any theories floated about as to why that is?
The only theory I've heard at these hearings is that it's not overfishing. And our comment on that, there are lots of theories as to why the resource is not doing well. Our comment on the it's not overfishing statement is, I would disagree with the statement that overfishing has nothing to do with it. And I would also say that regardless of the reason, the only tool that we have to address mortality of scallops right now is fishing effort. That's the tool we have right now. It's also important to try to figure out, to do research to try to figure out why the resource has not come back, and we're doing that. But in the meantime, we can't continue to have unlimited effort on the fishery.
What, in a nutshell, is the proposed effort that you would like to see there?
Well, this proposed rule will cut the season back from 132 days to 52 days. It will close roughly a third of the coast, and it will enact a 200-pound catch limit, daily catch limit, for all commercial fishermen.
Is there going to be a specific ring size?
The ring size is actually not in debate right now. A 4-inch ring size was passed by the legislature this past spring. The DMR supports that 4-inch ring size. However, in order, the way the language was written, the legislature directed the department to go ahead and go through rulemaking to enact that 4-inch ring size.
This is a cheater question here. What is it that raised the most concern at the various, I guess this is your fourth and final?
Fourth and final for these issues. I would hesitate to try to say what's raised the most concern. I mean, I've been to all of them, and people are concerned because the lobster fishery is not doing well this year. They're concerned about how they're going to make a living. And a lot of them had counted on fishing for scallops. And so they're concerned about how they're going to pay their bills this winter. I would say that regardless of the economics of the situation, the department has an obligation to ensure that the resource is not overfished. And it's unfortunate that, you know, that these restrictions are coming at a time when other fisheries are doing poorly, but we feel it's important to try to bring this resource back so that people can make more money in the future.
Are these closures of the annuals, or what is the
If it passes as it's written, then in 3 years, if we don't do anything else, they will open back up. We don't anticipate just opening them all back up in 3 years. We anticipate that actually some of them may be opened up, some of them may be partially opened up. We're going to be working with the Scallop Advisory Council, and in all likelihood, within 3 years, there'll be other entities out there that will be working with us as well to try to figure out a plan of how, if and how, to open them back up.
Is the 3 years based on scallop closures in federal waters? That
nope.
3 years made a difference?
Or? 3 years was, it was 3 years was actually the lowest amount of time that we thought was, we needed at least 3 years. Federally, I believe it was more like 5 years before anything was noticed. But the Scallop Advisory Council was very hesitant to commit to anything for that long. And so in 3 years, if we don't do anything, they'll open back up. And they may end up being, I mean, if we go on surveys out there and, you know, there are a lot of just undersized scallops, I suspect that they will remain closed for another year. So we don't know what's going to happen in 3 years.
Is there going to be any effort at observer coverage?
There is a port sampling program for scallops right now in the state. We do not have a sea sampling program for scallops.
So you're looking at effort controls here. Is anyone in Maine DMR looking at mortality? Is there a larval mortality? Could they have any idea where where from the laying of the eggs till they become dulcet? What's going on with the juveniles?
We don't know what the problem is, but the first step that we're trying to address is the fishing effort. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people have said, well, why are you closing this? Essentially, they've been closed for the past 10 years. Like, there was a gentleman that said that tonight at the hearing. And the issue is, if for whatever reason, be it overfishing, be it a bacterial issue or some environmental factor, the resource was reduced to a point that it was going to be difficult for it to sustain itself. You know, it needs to build itself up to really bloom. And if you when it's at a really reduced state, one diver or dragger could be constantly taking away any incremental gains, and it will never recover. So even though they have been sort of closed and that there's not been much effort, when they're in as poor a state as they are right now, and it's everyone agrees that they're in a pretty poor state, it wouldn't take much to prevent it from coming back.
So this kind of blunt instrument is what you take a shot at. We're not going to regulate fishing. There's simply not going to be any in the red areas there. And
right.
After 3 years, perhaps there might be a reversal. Depends on what, as you say, the port sampling shows. Then
what the fishermen are saying. We have a survey assessment every year, and then also the important thing as far as the size of the closures is that we do not know what factors need to be present in order for scallops to rebound. Now the closures on Georges Bank and in other areas were great, and they absolutely boomed. But there were scallops there to begin with. We don't know in the inshore areas what factors need to be there in order to facilitate a recovery of scallops. When you paint it with a broad brush like this, the chances of somewhere within those areas having the characteristics that are needed is greatly greatly improved. So 3 years from now, we can look back and say, okay, well, this area came back, this little area in Casco Bay, and these couple areas in the Penobscot, and this area around here, okay, what do they all have in common? And, looking at that, do we want to close other areas? How big should those areas be? We can make more informed decisions.
Has anybody during the various meetings you've held discussed some kind of zonation, like lobster zones or subzones?
Yes.
Where you'd literally be X square miles would be yours and for limited.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one of the proposed. That's coming out of the fishermen, or is that something that you all are proposing?
Both.
Good. Seems I've worked for lobsters. What about the trawl survey? Do trawl surveys ever show? I've never seen much about scallop.
We have a scallop trawl survey. We have a specific scallop survey, yes. If you go on our website, it'll talk about the 2006. You can see the results of the 3 years or 4 years of a scallop survey.
Hmm. And so that's being done just in state waters.
Yes.
That's not the federal survey.
Correct.
Wow.
Federally, they also have a scallop survey.
Right. I just was curious whether the ground fish survey, since it is kind of randomized where they're dragging.
The inshore trawl survey, they know, they annotate if they collect scallops.
Yeah. I just wondered whether any hot spots had left out of that data.
You can look at our survey data, and they have circles placed under the size of the circles, based on the abundance of scallops. So.
All right. So you're optimistic that the fishermen have had an opportunity to really get to know this and to hash it out with you.
They definitely have hashed it out, and we have an obligation to address all of the points that they've raised, in written form. So,
what's next step?
The next step is that Larice will compile all of the comments, and then she sends that on to folks at my office, and we have to address those comments, answer each one of them in writing, and then that is put together into a summary statement.
The basis statement, summary of comment. You've seen plenty of them, Ron.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
okay.
The next step.
And the deadline for comments, October 31st.
Yes.
So it's zipping right along here then. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Sure.
I appreciate that.